Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown solo artists. We'll hear this half hour from David Ruffin, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, Tom Clay, Mary Wells, Stevie Wonder, and Shorty Long. Well, first up, David Ruffin. Well, David was now a solo artist, just as he had been before joining the Temptations. He intended to leave Motown altogether, aligned himself with outside management and booking teams. But his four-year contract with Motown, which was signed in October of 1966, was still valid, and Motown sued. Well, David had to stay. For his first single, David was given the Motown irony One More Time, a track that was originally intended for the Temptations. Well, one of the co-writers, Johnny Bristol, recalled that, quote, "We were assigned to do David Ruffin right when they had the split, and I happened to have that song, My Whole World Ended. It was perfect timing, it was amazing, and he did a great job with it. Well, so did the arranger. There were great flutes that set a stately mood. Well, James Jamerson's bass pulses like a racing heartbeat. Well, the strings and harp swirl around as David goes directly for the jugular on this song. Like Marvin Gaye, David was a master interpreter. He sounds on the verge of a nervous breakdown over the loss of his mate Squeeze as he sings this song. It was a perfect song to initiate his break from the Temptations. Well, another Motown group, the Originals, supplied the background vocals. Here it is, the first great solo song from David Ruffin, right here on Motown. first solo songs from Michael Jackson while he was still a member of the Jackson 5. That was Rockin' Robin, and that reached number 2 from 1972. Before that, a great song, and Marvin Gaye's last number 1 song, Got to Give It Up, Part 1, number 1 from 1977. And we started with David Ruffin's number 9 tune from 1969, My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown solo artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a song that reached number 8 in 1971 by Tom Clay. Well, Tom Clay was born Thomas Clegg on August 20th, 1929 in New York City, and he went back a long way with Berry Gordy. Well, as a top-rated Detroit disc jockey, Clay was also known as, quote, Jack the Bellboy in the city, and he helped break Marvin Johnson's song Come to Me, which was Motown's first hit in 1959. He also recorded a Berry Gordy song called Marry Me the year before in 1958. Well, Clay survived a payola scandal to work at several top radio stations before settling in Los Angeles in the early 1970s. He was in the mix of a 3-year gig on radio station KGBS in Los Angeles when he was substituting for a vacation in DJ, and he edited together this great song coming up. The song has an ambitious montage of sound clips, which included children innocently trying to explain prejudice, soldiers marching and firing guns, the chilling assassinations of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy and Senator Robert Kennedy, snippets of inspiring speeches by Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., interweaved with freshly recorded versions of Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis's song What the World Needs Now Is Love, which was a 1965 hit for Jackie DeShannon, and Abraham, Martin, and John, which is best known through Dion's 1968 hit. Well, here is Tom Clay, right here on Motown Memories.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
We're heading to Trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Got your cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Director Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
Get the gun.
His hand is frozen.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody sits.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not
Motown memory from Mary Wells and her signature tune, My Guy, number one from 1964. And we started with What the World Needs Now, / Abraham Martin and John. That was Tom Clay reaching number eight from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown soul artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a number one tune from 1977 from Stevie Wonder. Well, Sir Duke was the highest new entry on the Hot 100 for the week ending April 2nd, 1977, coming in at number 74. When it hit the top 7 weeks later, it was the second consecutive number one single from the album from Stevie called Songs in the Key of Life, and it was the sixth chart topper of Stevie's career. A month after the song hit the chart apex, Stevie discussed it at a UCLA symposium sponsored by Billboard. While Stevie recalled at the time that, quote, "I knew the title from the beginning, but wanted it to be about the musicians who did something for us," he explained at the UCLA symposium. "So soon they have forgotten. I wanted to show my appreciation." Well, Sir Duke was not the last Stevie Wonder song to pay tribute to an important figure in the artist's life. The song he later recorded called Master Blaster Jimmy was a number five hit in December of 1980, and it was written about the leading component of reggae music, the late Bob Marley. Well, here is Sir Duke, right here on Motown Memories.
Ha ha!
this hour has come to a close. We've featured Motown soul artists for this entire hour, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.